The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about ways to keep the kids from turning into TV and video game zombies this summer.
We asked local moms on our Facebook page about this issue to see how they set limits for screen time during the summer. And you picked up a great idea just by reading those responses, right, Gwen?
I did. And so far the plan is working pretty well. Here's how the system works. My three kids each get 3 hours of screen time each day to use whenever they want during that day. But once those 3 hours are up, they have to earn any additional screen time.
So how do they earn it?
Well, for example, if they read for an hour, they earn an hour of screen time. If they spend an hour doing chores around the house, they earn another hour. If they do something physically active like basketball or swimming, they earn another hour. Or they can learn something new or create something. For example, my 11-year-old who likes to cook, he decided to learn how to make that peach pie, which took him about an hour. So he earned an extra hour to play video games. And I got a peach pie, which was delicious.
Everybody wins with that.
That's right.
And you don't end up with video game zombies that sit on the sofa all day.
Exactly. So far, knock on wood, it's working at our house.
Maybe it'll work for a few other moms out there too. We'll be back tomorrow with more summertime tips. In the meantime, find plenty of tips and local parenting info at our website. That web address is nwamotherlove.com.
Where moms click.